That civic muscle in public health really needs to grow. And I think that starts with supporting the community-based organizations that I like to think are already doing the work for public health, right? Because if you think about public health, it is pandemic response, it is providing that direct services and being able to have the trust and relationships with the most impacted communities, including communities of color. But it is also like focusing on creating the conditions where people can live healthy in, right? People can thrive in, which means, you know, these are the organizations that have been working on like housing justice or environmental justice, climate issues and resilience, right? Like disaster preparedness. And so many of the factors that is essentially the essence of public health, not to mention the organizations that are doing, you know, movement building work, defunding the police, you know, redirecting resources from the criminal legal system to health and human services, organizations that are really doing racial equity work. Those are the organizations that are harboring the essence of public health. But you know, I think there's has been a disconnect between the traditional public health field and the CBO organizations that are doing the work for public health.